Give God the Glory by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
Hey, there's nothing like a good cold drink of water. Wow. Humanly speaking, I guess we're mostly composed of water. But when I look at my body, I can tell I'm not all water. But it runs out of water very quickly in 100-degree temperatures. Have you noticed that? It doesn't take long for, if you're outside and you're trying to do anything in 100-degree heat, I guess I'm not near as tough as I used to be. Back when I was a kid, we had a gallon jar. Well, it's one of them, you know, that has the little end on it and the handle, and they wrapped it with burlap, and they put water on the outside. And you put it on the end of a field somewhere. You sure didn't want it on the tractor. You put it out there in some shade, hopefully. And hopefully it wasn't as hot as coffee when you got to it. But it was water. And water helped you. Because I don't care how thin or light or whatever you were going to sweat out there. And your shirt would be as wet inside as it was outside, and then you hope the wind would blow a little. And that would help cool you some, and God help them. Because they did not even have a shade on those old tractors. I mean, you sat out there in it, and you looked like you was Hispanic at the end of the day. Because you can see your eyes, but the rest of you is all brown. But I guarantee you, I was about as thin as Jimmy. In those days. Not quite. And then he came to football practice in the fall, and he said, "You old guys in good shape?" "Yeah, we've been bucking bales all summer, and we've been doing this stuff." Now they do the weights, you know. And I wonder, air conditioning? What's air conditioning? We don't even have it in our house. And we're dying today, aren't we? We're dying. Because we're used to air conditioning, right? We're used to it. And if we try to go back to the old way, we couldn't handle it. Because we're too used to the condition we're in, right? By the way, I like it too. It feels good, doesn't it? Some here a while back thought, 74? I keep mine at 65. How warm you keep it in the winter? The problem is, in the summer they want it 65, in the winter they want it 75 or 80. I mean, let's get this leveled out a little bit, see? It is working on me. Is it working on you? And then I think, oh, what simplistic ways we have. We don't think much about the spiritual and eternal things. Our mind is focused on the material things, the here and now, How am I going to pay my bills? And I'm glad I don't have a diesel pickup. I'm glad. When I pulled into Love's the other day, it was $6.06. $6.06. I'm glad I'm not driving an 18-wheeler. That's why things are so high. Part of it. I mean, because we take everything in 18-wheelers. You ever go down the road and not meet an 18-wheeler somewhere? They're everywhere, right? And you drive one. And we need you guys. But I don't know how to keep them on the road. I mean, expense everywhere. And I complain about $4 gas, and they're paying $6, five and a half, whatever it is. I mean, it's cheap at Lewis for diesel. $5 and what? $5.50 something? Is that what it is on the road? You don't know. You don't run a diesel.
Let's pull up to the big barrel at the farm.
Big barrel at the farm. I guarantee you the big barrel. The big barrel costs money too. It all costs money. But you know what? That's not the important thing. The important things are the things of the Lord, the things that last, the things that are real. All this is passing away. All this is passing away. But what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary, that lasts eternally. And He's working on all of us. He's working on all of us to change us and rearrange us. And He's got a place. Oh boy. By the way, if you're missing Sunday school, by the way, if you're missing Sunday school, you're missing it. This morning we had Brother Gaglione. Louis Gaglione, however you want to say his last name. I've known about him for a long time. But he's asking, today he asked, who's seated at your table? Do you have somebody that's uninvited there? We have somebody that wants to invite himself into that relationship we have with Jesus Christ. We do, don't we? I mean, he wants to get into my life and your life every day. He wants to mess us around. He wants us to get to thinking on the things that are not really valuable and get us thrown off kilter. Wow, and he can do it real easy. Real easy. They've been studying us for a long time so that they can advertise and know how to advertise so they can get us to buy something, right? I don't like to go shopping. How many guys like to go shopping? All your hands are down. Don't you like to go shopping?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
I like the window shop.
He likes the window shop, okay? That's safe enough. Safe enough. I'm not going to spend anything. Brother Smalley, sometimes back, some of you are familiar with him, he said, a lot of times people like to go shopping. That's not me. That's not me. I'm better than I used to be. Used to be, what I'd do, I'd say, hey, I want a new outfit or two, and I know exactly where I'm going. I'm going to Hutchinson. I'm going to Long Store. I'm going to buy a cowboy shirt or two, and I'm going to buy some slacks to go along with it, and I'm going to buy my brand new pair of boots. When I got to school, they said, can you preach in cowboy boots? Now, all the young fellas thought, hey, we got to wear wing tips to preach in. Wing tips. like wingtips were going to get you there. like wingtips for walking on cloud nine. Wingtips. I said, I've got cowboy boots, and if I can't preach in cowboy boots, I can't preach. And that's that. God can change everything else, but I still like a good pair of boots that fit me. That fit me. Now, I can't stand a pair of boots that don't work. Are you that way? We can get real picky about a lot of things that really don't matter, can't we? What really matters is, who am I walking with? Who am I serving? Am I listening to Him? And am I letting Him change my life? Now, I resist change. We've never done it that way. They've never done it that way here. I'm out of here. That's the way we are a lot of times, isn't it? Praise the Lord for you all. I haven't scared your way yet. Because you never know what this pastor's going to do. Do you?
Pretty good idea.
Pretty good idea. Pretty good idea. But I do try to tell it to you like it is, straight. Straight. Straight out of the book. Straight out of the book.
I think you've worn out several of them.
Well, yeah, somehow. I don't know. They don't make these Bibles like they used to.
No, they sure don't.
And this has had its back cover.
Fixed already.
Huh?
Fixed already, hasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of times. But praise God, it still works. I don't care how old the word gets, it's still true. And I'm glad we got truth to stand on. Because most people are not standing on the word of truth, and they're standing, not standing, or not sitting with Christ. Praise the Lord. We have a Savior that does not change, but He wants us to change. And we need to change, because none of us are perfect yet. Yet. And notice I say yet, because He's going to complete the work. That's His promise to us. He's going to complete the work He's begun in us.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That's not very far down the line for me. I know that. I know that. 75 is pretty far into it. Amen? But you know what? We have people who are 90 years old and they're not ready for eternity. 90 years old and plus and not ready for eternity. And what I mean is, they do not know Jesus as our personal Savior and Lord. He's not their Lord of their life. Jesus wants to be Lord. He doesn't want to play second fiddle. Amen? And that's where all of us need to be. Because when He starts to work in you, He's going to complete it. And I guarantee you, it'll be better if you let Him complete it in you, more of it here than over there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at the Word. I entitled the message this morning, Give God Glory. In everything we do, we need to intend to give God glory in it. Look what He says. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient or helpful. All things are not helpful. I know some things that are not helpful. I've been in legalistic churches. You got to do this and this and this. And the little boy said, aren't there any musts? You must not do this. You must not do that. You must not do this. Aren't there any musts? Things we must do? Yeah, there are. Glorify God. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Sadly, I do far too much whining. Instead of giving glory where glory is due. Because he continues to work on me and change me and shape me, and sometimes I'm screaming and kicking, but he's still working. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That means I'm his. That means I'm his. And I don't know about you, but I don't think the interviewer are too much further on down the line. Amen? But God loves us. God cares for us. God invites us to have a seat at his table. A one-on-one. You and God together. Oh, you missed it if you missed this morning. You missed it. Brother Louis, he was at top form this morning. I don't know how God told Gary to get that. But I'm glad he did. Amen? It's good for all of us to remember right where we need to be. And he had a table with four chairs at it. Four chairs, mind you. And only two invited. Me and God. You and God. But somebody else wants to sit in one of those extra chairs. They have a way of weaseling their way into our lives. They have a way of getting us off course. All things aren't expedient for me. Now, if people saw me go into the liquor store, what would they think? Pastor Hornbaker's lost it. He's lost it. I've never seen him go into the liquor store before. What's going on in his life? Right? Wouldn't those questions be going on in their mind? And I want to give a good testimony to the world. I don't want to be in places, right, where I would give off the wrong vibes to other people and say, oh, this is all right. Now, in the Bible, they had a problem with food and drink, didn't they? Food and drink. In fact, in the Old Testament law, it prescribed things you were to eat, things you were not to eat. Now, if I was a good Jewish person, would I eat a ham sandwich? Not on your life. Not on your life. Why? Pork was considered unclean. Unclean. That's part of the problem that Paul had. Okay? He came to realize that all things are good for me. If God created it, it's there for a reason. All these things in the Old Testament are to teach us God knows what's good and what's bad. And if I give thanks for whatever it is, I can partake of it in my own presence. But by golly, you better have kosher stuff when you're around others. Because they have an idea of what you ought to do, of what you ought to say. That reminds me back when I was in school, first year, second semester. I said, I've got too much time on my hands now. I'm going to work a partial job. And so after we went to school in the morning, from 7 to noon, we went to work. And we're there at 1 o'clock, and we worked till closing. And they found out pretty soon, I was what they called a preacher boy. Okay? Not that I went about preaching to everybody, but they knew what my background is and was, and they expected a certain type of lifestyle from me. Do you suppose they expected me to issue a word that wasn't right when things didn't go right? They didn't expect that from a preacher. They were a little halo. I never do anything wrong. I never say anything wrong. I'm just... Is that you? Never do anything wrong. Never say anything wrong. Yeah. We can't live up to that. We can't live up to that. But it's expected. Expected. Paul said, yeah, some things are all right, some things aren't all right. And it's not good for me to say bad things, but I can't do it in my own strength. I can't do it in my own strength. I've got to have God to help me. Say the right things, do the right things. Otherwise, I'm going to be a complete failure. And I found that out right away. And I had to go ask for forgiveness. And they looked at me funny. And they said, forgiveness for what? Because what I said wasn't even close to what is the stuff you hear out there. But God expects more of us. Amen? We're His! We're His. I got to show to the world what it is to be really a Christian, to stand for the Lord and live for the Lord. And boy, it's a tall order, and the only way we can do it is in the Lord's strength. That's the only way we can do it. And we still fall short. Amen? The key is quickly seeking the Lord's grace and His forgiveness. God, I'm sorry. I don't want to do this again. This is bad. And we've got to do things like God views things. Amen? May God help us to do that. All things don't build up. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. I want to be a blessing to people. I don't want to be a crutch. You understand what I'm saying? I want to be a blessing. And I'm not that I'm going to be the complete help, but I show them the one who is the complete help. That's Christ. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Christ in us. He's put His stamp upon us by means of the Holy Spirit who He called down to come upon us and live inside of us and guide us and help us and encourage us every day. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! God doesn't give up on us. Why? Because He loves us with an abiding love. Oh, we don't understand very much about love. We really don't. We don't. I'm glad there's a seat at His table for me. I'm glad there's a seat at His table just for you. Just for you. And He invites you there. Come into His presence. Feel His presence. Take time to be there. Every day, and realize He will guide you the rest of the day. He will strengthen you the rest of the day. He's there for you. And by the way, have you seen the meal that he prepares? By the way, it's more than abundant. Exceedingly abundant for us. God, help me not to complain. God, help me to realize I have more than I deserve. God, help me to share and care with others who are hurting and aching in this life. God, help me. And I have a special heart for the little ones. Little ones. Well, they're getting bigger, aren't they? They're getting bigger. And pretty soon, I've got a granddaughter I know is going to be bigger than me. I don't know what side of the part of the family she took off on, but anyway, it's not my side. It's not my side. But on my daughter-in-law's side, her grandfather was 6 foot. And she's in the 87th percentile. Well, Seth started out kind of like that. But, you know, God knows! God knows! I don't know. He knows so much it boggles my mind. How about yours? He cares so much it boggles my mind and my heart. I'm so full of the Lord, I don't know, I can hardly stand it. You know what I mean? I want others to have the same thing. I want them to know, that's what I'm talking about. I want all these little kids to know the one that knows me, inside and out. Because I know he'll take care of them just the way he took care of me. Because I'm nobody special. He's special. He's special. And we all need him. How do you handle this? Verse 25. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no questions for conscience sake. Now, you don't know where the food came from. Do you? I mean, you go into the store and you look around and you say, let's see, what's the prices? Let's see, I think I'll have some of this. No, I'm not going to have $18 steak, right? Unless this is your day. And that day doesn't come very often. But when you sit down with the Lord, it's all there, including the lobster and everything else and all the trimmings. Can you believe it? And then we get on ourselves, don't we? I don't deserve this. But God said, I love you. I love you. You're worth it to me. It's all mine anyway. Right? It's all his. And I can give it to whomever I want to give it to. Just don't get greedy and say it's all for you. Right? Remember the rich man? He got greedy and said, I'm gonna store it all for me. Guess what? That guy at 90 died. Then whose was it? It don't matter much, does it? Don't matter much. But be thankful for what God has provided for you. Be thankful. Now, if somebody comes to you and says, we offered this as a sacrifice to demons, say, no, I can't partake of that. Why? Because it's offered to them who aren't really gods. Right? Yeah, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. God is a God that loves us, God cares about us. God wants the best for us. And you know what? God is a God of abundance. And He wants to bless you abundantly. And He's blessed us with an opportunity this morning to say thank you, God, for what you've done in my life. Thank you, God, for being my Savior. Thank you, God, for giving your life. Thank you for bearing my sins. Thank you for cleansing me of my sins, taking them as far as from the east as the west. How far is that? Well, that's quite a ways, isn't it? Quite a ways. In other words, it's not going to touch you again. It's all covered with the blood of Christ. It's all covered. If it's confessed, it's covered and forgotten. That's what we haven't got to, right? We can't forget one wrong that somebody did to us 50 years ago. Right? And guess where that comes from? That one that tries to sit at the table. Tries to sit at the table and he's not invited. He just invites himself in. Expel him. Get behind me, Satan. Get out of here. In Jesus' name, by the way. In Jesus' name, because we don't have the power to expel him. But Jesus does. And thank the Lord that He gives us liberty and life and hope and courage for each new day. Get out there. Let the Lord work through you this week. Let Him use you to be a shining light in a world filled with darkness. Because the light is here. It's God's Word, Christ, shining in you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your Word. Lord, you are so faithful and true to us. Help us, Lord, to be faithful and true to you. Bless us all. Work through us all. Make us into the people you want us to be, for Christ's sake. Amen.